To choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Welcome back to the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Getting ready for tonight's sectional semifinal game between St. Mary Springs and Racine St. Catharines. As the pregame show continues, let's hear from Ledger's head coach Kyle Krieger ahead of tonight's game. We asked coach about the playoff run so far, including the regional championship, and a look ahead at tonight's matchup with the Angels. Our first question to coach was to react to the 2-0 start to the playoffs, including a couple dominant victories over Lamira and Campbellsport on the way to the regional title.
You know, those two regional games, you know, as you go into a game, you're totally confident in your team that you're going to win the game. And you know things have to go your way and you got to play well. I didn't see two 20-point victories coming in that. But in both games, we controlled from start to finish. And it was pretty cool. You know, you look at Amro, we played them the first game of the year at their place. They beat us by 18. Well, then roughly 3 weeks ago, we played them for the second time in conference, and I believe we won by 20. And then to play them that first regional game, and again, you know, we played very well and won by 20, just to show the growth of our team. And then, you know, in regionals, playing back-to-back, and, you know, we played Friday night. Then we got together for a 35-minute film session on Saturday afternoon, followed by about, you know, 30 to 40 minutes of shooting in the gym. And then to go out that night and to execute what I would call scout and report defense, and to be able to take away a couple key things from Campbellsport was real impressive, that we could put that together in under 24 hours and play, you know, at that level, you know, to win a regional final by 20 points. You know, just so proud of the guys and our coaching staff and, you know, the hard work that they've put in.
Let's talk about tonight's matchups. We're seeing St. Catharines, number one team in the state, according to the coaches' poll, 24-1. Slipped up a few weeks back on a Saturday night. I think it was a back-to-back scenario, but definitely one of the best teams in the state and some high-level talent on this team. Obviously, you guys aren't going to back down from the challenge going into tonight. You're two wins away from playing for state, so that's obviously something that's in your sights. Your initial thoughts on seeing that match tonight against the Angels, and you know, your plan of attack going into a game against one of the best teams in the state?
Well, first off, they're pretty damn good. You know, I've seen enough game film on them, and we've been reading about this group of their seniors for 3 years. If you go back two seasons ago, they were ranked third in the state basically all year. Last year, they were ranked number one in the state every single week, and they finished 25-0 when COVID ended the season before the sectional final. And they've been number one all every week this year. You know, they have the one loss to Martin Luther, but they're extremely solid. I mean, Tyrese Hunter, you know, committed to Iowa State early. He's their, you know, quote-unquote best player and leading scorer at about 20 a game. They have Kamari McGee, who has committed to UW-Green Bay. You know, and he's right there. And then they got a third kid, Jameer Barker, who people don't really pay attention to. Maybe it's because he's only a Division II kid, you know, quote-unquote. But, I mean, those three guards are dynamic. Between them, I think they average 7 or 8 steals a game, and they are the key to their offense. You know, if you turn the ball over at the top of the key, they're turning it into 2 points automatically. But just, you know, they are relentless. They pressure the ball relentlessly, and, you know, if you make a mistake and you're sloppy with the ball, they're taking it from you. Super quick. You know, and then they have a couple nice pieces as well, and they got a big kid that's a stud defensive end, Marcel Tyler, inside. He's 6'5", and they don't look for him to do much offensively, but he's there hunkering down their defense. And we, you know, we got a big task ahead of us. You know, ideally we'd be able to get them in some foul trouble because they only want to play 6 or 7 guys. But, you know, we got to do some other things as well.
Specific keys to getting the win tonight, knocking off the number one team in the state?
The biggest, most important key is going to be taking care of the ball. You know, live ball turnovers lead to transition points, and we can't be doing that. And as the season has gone, our turnovers have come down. And, you know, like every basketball coach is going to say, when maybe you're the underdog, right, and they're the one seed, we're the four seed, they're ranked number one in the state, we're not, we're ranked 10th, is we're going to have to shoot the ball very well. And then also in terms of pace of the game, you know, we like to run basically at all times. Tonight, we're going to have to pick and choose. And I think on, you know, when we can get them to turn it over, you know, or we can get a defensive stop on a defensive rebound, that's when we look to run. After they make, maybe we got to take some time, and maybe we need a little bit longer possessions there. But, you know, we're really looking forward to it. You know, we'll see what's going to happen. I know we're going to play hard. We'll play to our best ability, and hopefully we shoot well and take care of the rock. And, let's see what happens.
Head coach Kyle Krieger of the St. Mary Springs Ledgers boys basketball team. Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, Spencer. Anytime.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Wisconsin high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
As we get set for tonight's Division III sectional semifinal matchup between the St. Mary Springs Ledgers and Racine St. Catharines here this evening. Lineup's being announced as we see it here. The Angels to our far left across the gym, St. Mary Springs to our right, just across the gym from us here, as we're in the safe line corner here this evening at Racine Lutheran. Ledgers in the rose blues with the white numerals and white lettering. Racine St. Catharines in the white jerseys. And it looks like gold lettering and numerals. White on gold, going to be kind of far or kind of hard to see as they go to the far side of the gym. Not sure my cardinal directions here, but that's just how it's going to have to be tonight. Racine St. Catharines will start with possession here. As there's no tip-off, but we are about to get underway in this WIAA Division III. Sectional semifinal game, top-seeded Angels, fourth-seeded Ledgers. As St. Catherine starts with possession here, this is McGee working around the circle. Going over to the left-hand side, driving inside, taking it to the rack, left and short, Hunter up and in. Tyrese Hunter, the Iowa State recruit, makes the first bucket of the game. 2-0 Angels on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 17:37 to play in this first half. Ledger's working with it. I guess it would be near to far. Right to left as we see it here on this gym here this evening at Shoreland Lutheran. Ledger's working with it here as they work it off the top of the circle for Kuhn. Kuhn coming in, left-hand side, runner, roll call. Sam Kuhn puts it in, tied up at two on the Quest Interior scoreboard as the Angels come back to their way. Tossing it in, now kicking it back out. Left-hand side ball fake for Hunter. Hunter brings it back to top of the key. Kicks it out, left wing, three, Kuhn. Jameer Barker knocking down the triple. It's 5-2 Angels on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As they work it out here, getting it to Maul. Maul driving inside, left side layup, good. Josiah Maul makes it 5-4, 1-point lead for the Angels on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Sectional semifinal matchup between the Angels and Ledgers here this evening. Left-hand side for St. Cats. Ledgers fan section off to my left here as Racine St. Catharines works with it to the left-hand side. Left wing, tossing it off back to the right. Three-pointer off the mark, no good for Barker, but an offensive board by St. Catharines and Tyrese Hunter. Hunter directing traffic, so we'll walk it back out close to half court. Seen St. Catharines leading 5-4 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. There's Hunter tossing, corner, three on the way, off the mark. Almost went down, missed the shot there for Calvin Hunter. And back to the way comes St. Mary Springs. Tossing it to Ottery at the free throw line. Step back jumper. Ottery bounces off the rim. No good. And it will go out of bounds to Racine St. Catharines. 5-4 Angels. 15:40 to play first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard from Shoreland Lutheran. Home of the Pacers. No, Reggie Miller not going to walk in here. Neither is Victor Oladipo. Tonight it's Racine St. Catharines and St. Mary Springs. All fake by Tyrese Hunter, working at the top of the circle, feeding it down low, coming in right side, layup good, up and in. Marcel Tyler putting his big body up in there, makes it 7-4. Tyler with the bucket as the Ledgers work it around the circle. Tossing it to the corner, it's Maul. Maul feeds it left-hand side, working it back out, coming back out to Ottery. Ottery from the left wing, bringing it in, tossing it into traffic, and it's poked away. High up in the air, and the Angels sprint back to the way with it. There's Hunter coming in for the right wing. Tyrese Hunter. Jab step. Now tossing it back out. Feeding it into Tyler. Back out to Hunter. Hunter launches from three. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Gavin Jans. Jans going to take it. Jans, right side runner. No. Ball high in the air. And here comes Racine St. Catharines again with Hunter. Hunter to the rack. Hunter good. Tyrese Hunter with four. It's a 5-point lead, 9-4, Racine St. Catharines. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, 14.5 to play in this first half. Jan tossing into the left-hand corner as the Ledgers trail by five. Trying to work it back out to Ottery is Maul. Maul looking for some help now, flips it out to Kuhn. Kuhn fishing down low, and coming in left side is Hefter for the layup. Grant Hefter makes it 9-6. St. Cats leads by three. With 14:05 to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Angels from the right-hand side, now tossing it out to the left. From the left-hand wing, trying to look inside for Tyler. Tyler comes back out. calls for it. Now a jumper just inside the free throw line, up and good. Kyrie Cutter knocking it down again. He's got six. 11-6, St. Catharines on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers with the basketball here. This is Ottery. Ottery in the corner, getting it back out to Jans. Jans swings it around to Mao. Now into the corner for Kuhn. Kuhn brings it out from the left-hand corner, working against the defense. Feeds it back out to Jans. Jans, the floater, left-hand side, left it short off the side of the rim. And St. Catharines brings it back. Angels will lock it up the court here. 13-12 to play in the first half. 11-6, St. Catharines. Here's Hunter. Hunter, left side, three. Good. Kyrie Hunter knocks down the triple. And it's 14-6, St. Catharines on the Quest Interior scoreboard. A timeout taken by St. Mary Springs. It is a 30-second timeout. We will keep it here and tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional savings. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering and to AirTech Heating, bringing you tonight's high school basketball game here at KFIZ. 14-6, Racine St. Catharines leading St. Mary Springs with 13:02 to play in this first half, a 30-second timeout taken by St. Mary Springs. Kyrie Hunter, 9 points, including the three he just made, to make it a 14-6 game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Nice drive down here. Made good time through Milwaukee. I sound like such a rural kid saying, you made good time through Milwaukee, but we did. Beat the rush hour as the Ledgers take it back to the way with Sam Kuhn. Kuhn working it off, tossing it to Jans. Jans feeding it into the corner for Ottery. Now here's Ball at the top of the circle, working it over to the left-hand side. Feeding it left of the lane, now kicking it back out to Ottery. Ottery, right-hand side, lost it, and the Angels come back with it the other way. There's a turnover around the Ledgers, something, of course, Coach Krieger said they can't do. A mid-range jumper off the back of the rim, almost went down for St. Catharines, and the Ledgers will toss it back to the way. To get back out here is Mao. Mao working around here to Ottery. Ottery tossing into the corner. Right-hand side. Working it back out to Kuhn. And they toss it down low. Coming in from the left. Now feeding it back out. Kuhn gets it at the top of the key. Working it back out. Feeding it down low for Miller. Miller tossing it back out. Three on the way. Well off the mark. Missed it by Gavin Jans. And quick toss ahead for St. Catharines. They'll pull it back out. As Barker pulled it out, he had it pretty close range for an easy layup, but he decided to pull it back out and reset the offense. Barker tossing down low, one-handed catch along the baseline. Here's the feed up and in. Kamari McGee, his first bucket of the game. Off the assist from Hunter. It's a 10-point advantage for St. Catharines, 16-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 11:40 to play before halftime. Now another steal, up with it, and the easy layup by McGee again. Back-to-back buckets for Kamari McGee. The steal and the score makes it 18-6, St. Catharines. Here's Jans. Jans tossing into the corner. As St. Mary Springs works with it here, now almost another steal. Short jumper on the way. That one's good. Sam Kuhn. Short jumper to stop the bleeding, 18-9. It's a 9-point game for St. Catharines, approaching 11 minutes left to play in the first half. Here's McGee. McGee feeding it out, left-hand side, three, good. Kyrie Hunter stands and admires his work after he makes the three, 21-9, St. Catharines on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers working with it in the far corner. They work it back out to Jans. Jans tossing it. Now they hand it out. Right corner three. Up the mark. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Angels. 10:37 to play first half. St. Catharines 21. St. Mary Springs 9 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's McGee. McGee tossing it off. Back to top of the circle. Left side three. Up the mark. No good. Ball bounced out of bounds. And it will stay with St. Catharines. Ball goes up on the stage. Our radio friends from Racine had to retrieve that one. Talk with some of our radio brethren before the game. They say Catharines ball inbound at baseline left, hitting it into the left-hand corner. As St. Catharines leads 21-9 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here are the Angels driving to the basket, nearly lost it, and the whistle here, and they will get a foul. on Aiden Ottery. It looked like Tyrese Hunter just lost the basketball and tried to recover, but ended up calling a foul on Ottery. So Tyrese Hunter will get two for St. Catharines. Hunter, ready. First one is no good. 10-12 to play first half. 21-9 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Checking in for St. Catharines is Dominic Pitts. Hunter's second is good. Tyrese Hunter now with 13. And it's 22-9 for Racine St. Catharines on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 10 minutes left to play before halftime in the sectional semifinal game. Jan crossing left-hand corner. Ledger's trying to stop the bleeding here with the bounce of Miller at top of speed. Now to the right-hand side. Back out, swinging it left-hand side. Again, this is Jans in the left-hand corner. Working it back to top of the key. Getting it out to Josiah Mao. Mao working it to Miller. Miller tossing in the corner. Working it back out. Ball is loose along the sideline. Out of bounds off of St. Mary Springs. And it will go out to Racine St. Catharines. 9:38 to play before halftime. St. Catharines 22. St. Mary Springs 9 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Angels working with the basketball here. This is Hunter. Hunter coming in near side, tossing it down low. Working in from the right. Layup good. That's Parker. Jameer Parker now with 5. 24-9, St. Mary Springs. Feeding it down low. Miller goes off glass and good. David Miller putting it up and in. 24-11 with 9:09 to play in the first half. Ledger's still trailing the Angels here this evening. Ricky back to top of the key with Hunter. Hunter working it over to the left-hand side, beating it in the post, now kicking it back out, sidestepping the defender, a little runner in the lane, no good, off the mark for Parker. And back the other way comes St. Mary Springs with Luke Flitter. Flitter tossing it into the corner. Miller gets it out to Jan to top of the circle. Now they feed it in, coming in baseline left, and a whistle on the drive for St. Mary Springs. Foul is Tyrese Hunter, his first, team's first. 8:33 left to play before halftime. Racine St. Catharines up 24-11 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. All will stay with St. Mary Springs. They'll inbound baseline left. Working it out, driving the lane, putting it up. No is Kuhn, and whistle here. Ball is out of bounds. It will stay with St. Mary Springs. Grant Hefter stepping back in for Springs. All staying with the Ledgers on the far end of the gym. Looking high over his head at Flitter as he tries to get it in. He'll toss it right in front of the basket. Put it up top of the ball. That's Sam Kuhn. Foul on Hunter. That's his second. Team second. And Kuhn will get the and one opportunity. Calvin Hunter stepping in. Tyrese Hunter has two fouls here. As Kuhn will drain the foul shot here. Kuhn has 7. 7 of 14 on the board, and it's a 10-point game. Racine St. Catharines up 24-14 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 8:17 to play before halftime. Angels working with it here. Working it over to the left-hand side. Now they'll work it back on top of the key. Coming in from the right. Now working it back out. Driving it down low. Right-hand side in the post. Putting it up. And a foul for McGee. And one. Foul called on Grant Hefter. Tamari McGee will shoot one. He's got 6 points, trying to make it 7 as the lead swells to 12, and he'll try to make it back up to 13. Good for McGee. McGee with 7. Racine St. Catharines up 27-14 on the Quest Interior scoreboard, under 8 to play before halftime. Ledgers have it here. Rolling it into the post. Now stolen away. Steal by the Angels. The dish and the score. That's Thomas. McGee with the assist. McTavian and Thomas with the basket. Makes it 29-14. Ledgers have it here. Looking to stop the bleeding once again. Quick feed to Ottery, cutting from left to right. Aiden Ottery's first point of the game. Makes it 29-16. 7-18 to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Catharines up on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Angels have it. Working it to the right-hand side, into the corner. Right corner three, bounces off the rim, no good. High in the air, to the basket, counters, up and in. Dominique Pitt. After Calvin Hunter missed the three, Pitt was there to clean it up and put it back in. 31-16, St. Catharines. Coming in left-hand side, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. It looks like Poon. Foul is on Thomas. So the ball stays with St. Mary Springs on the far end. Ottery gets the inbound. He'll feed it in. Now they toss it back out. Rolling it in. Right of the lane. Dribbling in front. Turnaround. Little jumper. No for Kuhn. The ball rolls off to the Angels. 6:40 and counting to play. First half. St. Catharines 31 and Springs 16. The Angels working with it here. This is Calvin Hunter. Hunter tossing. Driving baseline underneath, feeding it right there, missing the point blank layup was Pitt. He had the quick feed from McGee, but Pitt just missed it. As Ottery catches top of the circle, toss it left hand side for Kuhn into the corner. Here's Jans working it back out to Baker. Baker tossing inside, left, right side layup good for Kuhn. Sam Kuhn now with 9, 31-18 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 6 minutes on the button left in this first half. Here on Newstalk 14-50. Angels work with it, feeding it in. Now kicking it back out. Hunter, corner three again. Good. 3 points. Calvin Hunter knocks down the triple. 34-18, Racine St. Catharines. With 5:43 left to play before halftime. Feeding it in. Kuhn there again, left side. Good. Sam Kuhn doing all the work for St. Mary Springs. He makes it 34-20, a 30-second timeout taken by Racine St. Catharines with 5:35 left to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. This game is brought to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top-quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and customer-first service that's second to none. Online at CoalOilAndPropane.com. 5:35 left to play before halftime. 34-20 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. With St. Catharines holding that 14-point advantage. Sam Kuhn with 11 so far for Springs. Tyrese Hunter has 13. He has two fouls, so he has been on the bench for the last handful of game actions. But St. Cats has not missed a beat. They still lead by 14 with 5.5 to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Trying to get you a score update at halftime. As that's coming up here very shortly. Short jumper on the way. Rolls home. That was good. Kamari McGee right in front of the hoop. Mid-range jumper makes it 36-20, St. Catharines. Looking into the corner. Ledgers have it here. Working it back to Baker. Baker tosses to Miller. Miller feeds it into the right-hand corner. Looking it back out. As Miller tosses into the corner, feeding Kuhn again. Kuhn, left side, jumping it back out. Jumper on the way. No. Skirts off the rim, no good. Ball's loose. Who wants it? And the Angels pull it away with Pitts. Kuhn is doing some work down there on the low post. He's putting it right up. He's been the offense so far. In the corner is Hunter. Brings it in from the corner. Short jumper, good. Calvin Hunter now with 5. He makes it an 18-point game, 38-20. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, 4.5 to play before halftime here from Shoreland Lutheran. I toss back out. Miller tosses to Jans in the corner. Jans brings it back to Baker, top of the key three. No good. Ball bounces high in the air. St. Catharines pulls it down. 18-point advantage for the Angels. They're looking for more. Approaching 4 minutes left. Here's Calvin Hunter in the corner. Hunter brings it back out. as they work it back out here. It's Parker. Parker works it around the perimeter, tossing it back left, now gets it back on the right. Parker drives the lane, dishes it off, hits to the basket, and he travels. So it goes back to St. Mary's Springs. Checking in is Aiden Ottery for St. Mary's Springs. Marcel Tyler back in for the Angels. 3:58 to play before halftime in the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Catharines 38, St. Mary's Springs 20. This is Kuhn. He'll lock it up the court. On the right-hand side, Kuhn feeding it into the right corner. Working it back out. Top of the circle for Maul. Maul has it poked away initially, and it goes out of bounds. And we'll stay with St. Mary's Springs. Ledgers toss it in. Baker working it back out. Getting it to Kuhn. Meeting it into the corner for Ottery. Ottery right-hand corner, back out to Kuhn. From the right wing, Kuhn coming in. Kuhn backing down the defender. They're swinging around the circle as the Ledgers trail 38-20. Top of the key, bringing it in. Left of the lane, Ottery jumper off the mark, no good. Angel Sky for the rebound. And they'll come back the other way, leading by 18. Working it into the post, short runner off the mark, no good for the Angels. And Ottery will take it back to the way for St. Mary's Springs. Driving in, working it back out. Ottery feeds, corner, left side, three, off the mark, no good. And the Angels track it down. 2:54 to play before halftime. St. Catharines 38, St. Mary's Springs 20 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Angels by 18, approaching 2 minutes left. Getting it in. Looking, trying to get it back out to Hunter. In the post, underneath to Tyler, the reverse layup up and in. Marcel Tyler, the big man, he makes it a 20-point game at 40-20. St. Catharines up with 2:24 to play before halftime. Think they're the number one team in the state? I do. Beating out into the corner. Maul tosses to Ottery left side. Ottery for three, off the mark, no good. And the rebound out to St. Catharines. 2 minutes and change left in the first half. All St. Catharines, they lead by 20. Calvin Hunter catches in the corner. He'll work it out here. McGee tossing left-hand side. Now getting it back on the right. McGee to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, good. Samir Barker knocks it down. 7 for Barker. 42-20, St. Catharines with a minute 45 left to play before halftime. Working it into the corner. Ledgers trailing by 22. Here's Kuhn. Kuhn working it out to Miller. Miller tosses it in the corner. Getting it into Ottery, and Ottery can't hang on. Angels coming back this way. Under 90 seconds left in the half. St. Catharines 42, Springs 20. Quick toss underneath. Tyler gets the roll.
Tyler.
Marcel Tyler, same spot as before. Off the assist from Barker. 44-20, St. Catharines. Approaching a minute left to play in this first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As Baker tosses in the corner. Mercier back out top of the circle. This is Kuhn. Kuhn's been the workhorse for the Ledgers so far tonight. He's got, 13 of the 20 on the board. Quick jumper top of the circle for Miller. No. But Ottery tracks it down. Left corner three. Oh, almost rolled home, but rolled off. And with 40 seconds left, St. Catharines will bring it back up the court, leading by 24 points. St. Catharines is going to hold it for one. They've got 27 seconds. It's holding it back out near half court, leading 44-20 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tossing it left, now feeding it back top of the circle. Parker has it, now works it back out. Now a toss, Parker, 8 seconds left. Parker feeding it down low, kicking it into the corner. Drive, toss, Tyler right there to finish to put it up. Marcel Tyler and the buzzer sound, and that is the half. And a dominant one at that for Racine St. Catharines. The Angels lead St. Mary Springs at the half, 46-20. on the Quest Interior scoreboard. You are in tune with the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Stop by one of two Taco Bell locations back in Fond du Lac before, during, or after the game. You can stop by East or West Johnson Street locations to make the night memorable and live Moss with Taco Bell. St. Catharines is making the night memorable here this evening. They lead 46-20 over St. Mary Springs on the Quest Interior scoreboard, a 26-point lead for the number one team, the number one seed in the sectional, and the number one team in the state. They are dominating St. Mary Springs here at the half here from Shoreland Lutheran. We will take a two-minute break, back with the halftime show after this. We got our score on that Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Catharines 46 and St. Mary Springs 20. Boys Hoops continues after this here on KFIZ.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111. 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Shoreland Lutheran here on this Thursday evening. WIAA Division III sectional semifinal action here tonight on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. And at the half, it is all Racine St. Catharines here this evening. They lead St. Mary Springs 46-20. 46-20, our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Again, halftime show brought to you by Taco Bell, locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Keep the night memorable after the game, and Liv Moss with Taco Bell. Well, the scoring started early and often for St. Catharines. Tyrese Hunter got into a little foul trouble, sat with two fouls for much of the second half of the first half, if that makes sense. But Hunter with 13 for Racine St. Catharines, another 9 for McGee, and 8 for Tyler. Again, 13 for Tyrese Hunter, 9 for McGee, and 8 for Tyler for St. Catharines in that first half. In the first half for St. Mary Springs, it's been the Sam Kuhn show. Kuhn with 11 of the 20 on the board for St. Mary Springs. Next closest scorer to him is everybody else. Grant Hefter, Josiah Maul, also Aiden Ottery, and David Miller each have 2. So 11 for Kuhn to lead St. Mary Springs in that first half, 11 of the 20 belonging to him. And St. Catharines holds a 26-point advantage at the break on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Thank you to our producer, Patrick Kane, for feeding me some updates of the other games, or at least some of the other games in Division III. The other game, the other side of the bracket here this evening, I guess the other half of this bracket, in sectional number 4 and D3, Keele and the Milwaukee Academy of Science, that game being played at Keele High School. And at the three-minute mark in the first half, looks like that one is tied at 27 here this evening with the Raiders and Milwaukee Academy of Science tied at 27. That game is being played this evening in Keele. Winner of this contest and the winner of that contest will meet up Saturday in the sectional final with a trip to state on the line. That will be played Saturday. Of course, time yet to be announced. Location, if St. Catharines would win, the game will be hosted by St. Catharines. I would wager to guess the game would be played here if that were the case, but again, to be determined yet with that. Other games going on in the D3 bracket this evening. Sectional number 3, Lake Country Lutheran hosting Poinette. Darlington and St. John's Northwestern, pretty good matchup there in D3 as well. And sectionals 1 and 2, sectional 1 has St. Croix Central hosting Nielsville, Aquinas hosting Northwestern, Brilliant taking on St. Mary Catholic this evening over in sectional number 2, and Wrightstown is hosting Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. I got announced earlier today that the D3 state tournament for boys, much like the girls, will be held at the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh. So that is where the D3 teams will find themselves for the state championship. That is where D3 will culminate this year. Of course, not going to be at the Kohl Center, but it's not a normal year for sure, as it's been a wild and crazy after effects of 2020 here into 2021. But that's a look at the brackets here so far. Some shocking results, I guess, on the girls' side of things. Earlier this morning, the number one seed Blackhawk in Division 5, they lost. Blackhawk's 75-game winning streak snapped at the hands of Three Lakes earlier today. Three Lakes shooting 50% from three to knock off Blackhawk as Three Lakes won 51-48. Assumption was the winner over McDonald Catholic in the second D5 semifinal on the girls' side. So they are playing for the state title this evening at the La Crosse Center. And in the first half, Assumption holds a 24-17 lead over Three Lakes. But that's the big news in the world of girls basketball, with Blackhawk's 75-game winning streak coming to an end. Of course, the best teams of the state, the great basketball players, great coaching, and comes to an end. Just shows you how high school sports can end so quickly like that, with the game being won by Three Lakes and that girls side of things and the D5 side of things. The rest of the tournament continues both at La Crosse and at the Menominee Nation Arena. That will be tomorrow for the rest of the divisions on the girls' side of things. So you can follow that at the WIAA website. Again, here our score as we get set for the second half of action. St. Mary Springs trailing Racine St. Catharines 46-20 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. We will take a quick timeout and be back in 1 minute for the second half. High School Hoops continues here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Now with Taco Bell's app, you can build a box filled with your favorites for just $5. Personally, I go with the Chalupa.
What? You mean Crunchwrap Supreme, plus that beefy five-layer burrito and...
Perhaps you meant bean burrito, grilled with chips and nacho cheese sauce.
Nah, you got a vibe with cinnamon twists and a Baja Blast.
Eat like you with Taco Bell's $5 Build Your Own Cravings box, exclusively online or with the Taco Bell app. Must make selections from predetermined menu items at limited participating U.S. locations for a limited time online or in the Taco Bell app only. Contact store for prices and participation which vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to Shoreland Lutheran High School as we get set for the second half of action, where St. Mary Springs trails Racine St. Catharines 46-20 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Message for the WIAA reminding you that when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. And Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. That's why Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA and Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award. This has started all the way back in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship and recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be the true champions. That message from the WIAA. We get set for the second half of action. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, Racine St. Catharines in front, 46-20 here at Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Ledgers will be moving from far to near, and St. Catharines from near to far, as we see it here. Racine St. Catharines, we're in the baseline corner. I think if you're watching on the stream, video stream, you might be able to see me. It's kind of hard to miss me. Sitting right here. Ledgers will come with the basketball this way, trailing by 26 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Mary Springs working with it here. The jumper, top of the circle. Three-pointer, good. Grant Hefter knocks down the three. That's a nice start for St. Mary Springs as Hefter knocks it down, 46-23 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's McGee. McGee will hand it off here to Hunter, Tyrese Hunter, from the right-hand side. Now he works it back into the right-hand corner. 46-23 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. As McGee directs traffic. McGee working it back on right-hand side. McGee tossing into the corner. They bring it back in. Short jumper. Calvin Hunter rattles out, no good. Ball bounces around, and the Ledgers have it. Here comes Ottery. Ottery tossing to Jan. Feeding it in. To the basket. No. Missed the layup. Did Hefter. And the Angels will soar back the other way. Here's Tyrese Hunter. Hunter at top of the key. Hunter working it to the left-hand side. Hunter working it to the right. Right in front of his own bench. Hunter back out. McGee will try the three. Left side, left it short. Rebound underneath. Whistle and a jump ball. We'll keep it with St. Catharines. Angels have it, leading 46-23 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. And the Angels will inbound here. Getting it in front of the basket. The roll is in. Jameer Parker scores off the inbound, 9 for him, 48-23 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. Notary catches near corner. He'll go baseline right, putting up a floater from the right-hand side. No, McGee with the rebound. McGee dishing it, left side, layup, slap it away, nice play, but second chance up and in. Tyrese Hunter with the finish off the miss, nice play there, I think that was Malo who got in there and knocked it away, but Angels recovered and got it in. Baseline drive, tossing it back out, Hefter needing it back out here, working it into the corner, trying to get his foul, and a whistle here and a foul on St. Catharines, it looks like. Fouls on Calvin Hunter. 50-23 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 15:58 to play for the first half. Now it's Steele as Tyler takes it away from Hefner in the corner. McGee will take it back to the way. McGee working with the right hand side. Here's Parker. Parker from the right wing. Parker taking it back out of the circle. Coming in, now tossing it back out. Driving in is Calvin Hunter. Hunter off the mark, no good, falling down. But the Angels track it down. McGee has it. McGee right-hand side. McGee. Hill from the right. Dribbling out there on the right-hand side. 15:26 to play in the contest. 50-23 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's McGee. An off pass in. Hunter coming in for the right. Tyrese Hunter. 17 for Hunter. 52-23 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers back to the way, three-pointer on the way, off the mark for Maul as Tyrese Hunter takes it back to the way for St. Catharines. Here's Hunter for the right-hand side. Hunter coming in for the right, floater, off the mark, no good, gets his own miss, puts it back up and in. Tyrese Hunter is 19, 54-23, and the ball is intended for Ottery in the corner. McGee goes flying. The ball almost took out my on-site producer, and McGee almost took out our broadcast table. So thanks for the hospitality, guys. And a whistle here with 14:47 to play. Whistle and a timeout. How long is this timeout, the question is. It is a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it here. 14:47 to play in the first half of the Quest Interior scoreboard. Racine St. Catharines with a 54-23 advantage. And tonight's game is brought to you by Baker Cheese, with freshness in every bite. That's Baker Cheese. I'm Tony Rogge in St. Cloud. So a big thank you to Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. 54-23 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Catharines in control, led by 26 at halftime, 46-20. And it will stay St. Mary Springs basketball after Mari McGee almost took out our broadcast location. Thankfully, he did not. Ledger's with it here. They'll toss it into the corner. Miller gets it. They work it around the circle. Here's Ottery, right-hand side, working it back top of the circle for Spoon. Now working it in. Here's Maul. Maul from the left corner, back to Ottery as they work it back out. Beating it into the corner. Out. Top of the circle. Driving left of the lane. Maul beating it. Corner three. Good. Knocking it down is Aiden Ottery.
Aiden Ottery for three.
Knocking it down. 5 points for Ottery. 54-26 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 14:09 to play for the game. Here's Tyrese Hunter feeding it out into the corner. Baseline drive. Now tossing it out. Saving it. Nice save into the corner. Hunter gets it back out near half court. Hunter, the crossover dribble, coming over to the left. Left wing for Tyrese Hunter. Hunter working it back out, now close to half court, working it into the lane. Hunter, reverse layup. Tyrese Hunter, 21 for Tyrese Hunter. It's a 30-point lead for Racine St. Catharines. Here's Kuhn, tossing it, left-hand side, working it out here to Miller. Miller beating it into the corner for Ottery. It's knocked away out of bounds by Barkley, and it will stay with St. Mary Springs. 56-26 Racine St. Catharines with 13:29 to play for the first half. Ledgers have it. Here's Sam Kuhn. Kuhn giving it off, tossing down low. Miller in front of the basket, can't finish from point-blank range, and Tyler gets the rebound for St. Catharines. 13:12 to play, second half. St. Catharines 56, St. Mary Springs 26. Tyrese Hunter feeding it to Barker. Barker left-hand side. Barker left of the lane. Barker feeding it out into the corner from the left corner. Working it back out. Here's Hunter, right-hand side. Hunter feeding it to Calvin Hunter. Working it into the left corner. Tyrese Hunter holds it back out left side. Dribbles from the left wing. Stop jumper, and it lands between the rim of the backboard, so a jump ball giving it back to St. Mary Springs. It's anticlimactic there. Lead is still 30 for Racine St. Catharines with 12:35 to play in the contest on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ottery pulls the trigger and connects. Aiden Ottery. Ottery heating up. He's got eight. 56-29 with 12:20 left to play in the game. Tyrese Hunter again. Hunter working with it. Up to the right. Hands it off. Now gets it back out to Barker. Barker going left of the lane. Beating it back out. And a whistle here as he dishes to the left side of the perimeter. Foul is on Ottery, his second. Ball stays with St. Catharines. McGee checking in. And Daniels checking in for St. Catharines. That would be Dion Daniels. 56-29 St. Catharines with 12:08 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ball stays with the Angels. Inbounding baseline left. Getting it in for, trying to get it in Tyler. And they did the old toss it up your opponent trick. So we'll
stay with the Angels on the far side. Beating it in, right in front of the hoop. Driving in, layup, no, but a whistle and a foul. Looks like McGee will get to the free throw line here for St. Catharines. Ottery, his third, team's second of the half. And two shots here for Kamari McGee. McGee ready. First one is up and in. Good for McGee. Double digits for McGee. 57-29. And he'll get one more. Second one is good. McGee with 11. St. Catharines up 58-29 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Henry, jumper right side, bounces off the rim, no good. Ball into the hands, though, of Sam Kuhn on the offensive board. Coming in is Jans. Jans will toss it out. Driving right side, now dishing it back out to Kuhn. Kuhn dishing it back top of the key. Driving inside, now getting it back out. Kuhn again. Back he is down. Ottery, left side three. Off the mark, no good, but he gets the rebound again. Short jumper on the way, bouncing off the back of the rim. That was Ottery. He had a third chance at it. He's going to get it to fall. 11 and a half to play in the game. St. Catharines 58, Springs 29. McGee to the basket, right side layup good. 13 now for McGee. St. Catharines 60, Springs 29. Kuhn brings it up the court for St. Mary Springs. Driving baseline right is Jans, who tosses it right to McGee. McGee right side misses the bunny layup. The Angels able to track it down, though. Quick toss ahead, right side. There it is. McGee missed the first hit. Got the assist as Tyler puts it in. And a whistle here and a timeout with 10:49 to play for the game. It is a full timeout taken by St. Mary's Springs. So with 10:49 to play for the contest in the Quest Interior scoreboard, it is Racine St. Catharines 62 and St. Mary's Springs 29 here in this WIAA sectional semifinal game. Question for all the guys out there, why is it that when we're hauling all kinds of stuff in your truck or car, or be lumber, could be furniture, could be ATVs, other things you might haul in your vehicle. Everything is strapped down tight except for you or your seatbelt. That message from the WIAA and the Wisconsin DOT. You're just as important, the message says, as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up because pickup trucks rock and they also roll no matter what you drive. Buckle up and put your phone down. WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have that message for you here this evening, especially if you're driving through Milwaukee traffic at rush hour. They have the phone. The things you see when you're in rush hour traffic, they will say that. 62-29 Racine St. Catharines, leading St. Mary Springs with 10:49 to play in the contest on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Angels led by 26, pardon me, at halftime, 46-20, and they've expanded that out, 62-29, our score to 9 points second half for St. Mary Springs so far. Well, it looks like the end of the road will be here with the Ledgers, or for the Ledgers tonight. That's something crazy happens here. This is Jan tossing it, getting it to Kuhn. Kuhn feeds it off, driving inside. It's Krupp to the basket, but if he moves, Will Krupp. Right past the defender, putting it up and in, 62-31 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 10:20 to play in the game. Here's McGee dishing it off, right side, Tyler up and in. Marcel Tyler answers on the other end, 64-31 St. Catharines on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Whistle here, ball out of bounds. Knocked out by the Angels into the Ledger bench as Pitts and Calvin Hunter check in for St. Catharines and Hefner coming back in for Springs. 10:03 to play for the game, 64-31 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Kuhn has it for St. Mary Springs, working it into the left corner. Rookie it back to Ottery, top of the key. He'll pull the trigger from distance, Ed Perry. Aiden Ottery knocking down the triple. He's got 11, 64-34, to lead 30 for St. Catharines with 9:40 and counting left to play of the game. There's Tyrese Hunter out to the left-hand side. Hunter will work it back over to the right. Angels leading by 30 with 9.5 to play of the game. Here's McGee. McGee will back it out. McGee now going back to the right-hand side. McGee in the right corner. Feeds it back out to Hunter. Hunter from the left wing. Here's Hunter. Hunter drives. Hunter, front of the basket. Good. Tyrese Hunter now with 23. 66-34 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Cat's well in front. Up the circle for Kuhn. Tosses to Ottery. Ottery fires it left-hand side. Now working it back out. Into the left-hand corner. Going to get inside for Hefter. Hefter looking for some help. I'll get just dishes it back out. Left side three. Up the mark. No good. And the Angels track it down. Sprinting ahead. Now battle for the basketball. Left-hand side. They get it back out to Tyrese Hunter. Working it out. Right side three. Off the mark. No good. That was Calvin Hunter on the miss there. As the Ledger sprints it back to the way. The dish into the corner. Ottery left side three. Good! Aiden Ottery knocking down the triple. 66-37 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 8:15 and counting left to play in the game. Here's Hunter, left-hand side. Hunter dishes it off and throws it away. Out of bounds to St. Mary Springs. Luke Flitter stepping in for Springs. As Barker steps back in for St. Catharines. 8:08 and counting. 8:08 and heartbreaks here for St. Mary Springs in this contest as a steal for St. Catharines to the basket, right side layup good.
Hunter.
Tyrese Hunter, 25 for Tyrese Hunter, 68-37 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Ottery, he has his pocket pick. McGee takes it away. McGee loses it at half court, and the Ledgers take it back. Here's Flitter. Flitter in the post, dobs it, bouncing it off to Hefter up it in. And Hefter with 7, 68-39, St. Catharines with 7:37 to play in the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Left side runner, good.
Javier Parker. From Hunter.
11 now for Parker, 70-39, St. Catharines. Jans with the runner, no, but a whistle and a foul.
Foul
is on Parker, his first, team second. And shooting two is Gavin Jans. Jans with two here. First one for Jans is good. 70-40, a 30-point lead for St. Cats. And Jans is pure on both of them. 70-41 as Baker checks in. Sam Baker for St. Mary Springs. 7:21 to go in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard as the Ledgers trail by 29 here in the sectional semifinal game. Here's McGee. McGee, left-hand side. McGee going to take it. Now he'll toss it back out. Right side, three. Good. Tyrese Hunter. 28 for Hunter. 73-41. St. Catharines. 7 minutes left in this one. Here's Splitter. Splitter for the right-hand side. Working it back out. Getting it into the corner. As they work it back out here, here's Ottery. Ottery at top of the key. Ottery backing down the defender. Flipping it back out. Getting it out. Splitter for three. Good. Luke Flitter, Sam Baker with the three, makes it 73-44. 6.5 to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Hunter. Hunter working it out to McGee. McGee coming in. McGee in the paint. McGee puts it up and in.
Jamari
McGee with 17, 75-44 with 6:17 to play in the game. It's Ottery, right wing. Ottery back down the defender. Ottery kicks it back out to Hefter. Hefter in the right corner. Getting it back out here. Hefner from the elbow, getting it back out to Ottery. Ottery tossing down low. Splitter tiptoes the baseline, feeds it back out. Left corner three off the mark, no good. And the Angels take it back the other way. Under six to play, they lead 75-44. Here's McGee, the reverse layup, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Flitter. He'll sprint it up the court and contact. As it will be a foul here, I think, on St. Catharines. Follows by Tyrese Hunter, his third. 5:44 left to play in the half. Josiah Maul. David Miller stepping in for Springs. 5:44 left in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Catharines 75, Ledgers 44. Here's Maul. Maul working it back out, getting it to Baker, who's swinging around the circle, left-hand side. Baseline drive, kicking it back out. Maul again. Maul loses the basketball underneath him. McGee reaches under his legs and takes it away. Ahead to Hunter. Hunter, the bounce pass left side. Left good.
Parker.
Parker with the finish. 13 for Parker. 77-44. St. Catharines, 5:15 to play in the game. And now a missed layup for St. Mary Springs on this end. Back to the way is McGee. McGee from the right. And a whistle here. And a timeout taken by the Angels. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Thanks to all of our sponsors, including Quest Interiors, offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional savings with locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Eden Meat Market and Catering, also a sponsor here this evening. 77-44 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. St. Catharines dominating this contest. Right corner three on the way. Off the mark, no good. And a whistle here. And out of bounds, it will go to St. Mary Springs. With 4:54 to play on this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers have the basketball here. Working into the corner. Top of the circle here for Maul. Maul bringing it in for the left-hand side. Now dishing it back out. Ledgers have it here. Working it in is Baker. Baker getting it back out. Maul dishes into the corner. Splitter, works it around the perimeter here. Getting it back out to Baker. Maul catches the corner. Step back three for Maul. Off the front of the rim, no good. Ball bounces high in the air. Second chance up and in for Sam Baker. Baker with five makes it 77-46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. A full timeout taken by St. Mary Springs. We'll take one as well. Back at 30 seconds with more high school hoops here on News Talk 1450 AFIZ.
Now with Taco Bell's app, you can build a box filled with your favorites for just $5. Personally, I go with the Chalupa.
What? You mean Crunchwrap Supreme, plus that beefy five-layer burrito and...
Perhaps you meant bean burrito, grilled with chips and nacho cheese sauce.
Nah, you got a vibe with cinnamon twists and a Baja Blast.
Eat like you with Taco Bell's $5 Build Your Own Cravings box, exclusively online or with the Taco Bell app. Must make selections from predetermined menu items at limited participating U.S. locations for a limited time online or in the Taco Bell app only. Contact store for prices and participation, which vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
4:22 left in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Mary Springs trailing St. Catharines 77-46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Thanks for joining us here from Shoreland Lutheran High School. Spencer Wagon here with you as we bring you high school hoops here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Going to be the end of the road for St. Mary Springs here tonight, running into the top team in the state. And a tough draw, tough matchup, and tough outcome here tonight. Still 4:20 left in this one, but it's been all St. Catharines tonight here from Shoreland Lutheran, and they'll get a chance to play for a trip to state coming up next week. Here's a baseline drive as they kick it back out here. Angels coming in to the basket. No, but a whistle and a foul here with 4:07 to play in the game. Ball is on Krupp, and at the free throw line is Evan Moherick. Moherick first is good, 78-46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And second one is no good. So with 4:07 to play, the Ledgers trail 78-46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers have the basketball here. Kreft brings it in from the corner as they work it back out here. Ottery at top of the circle, working with it into the left-hand corner. Coming in is Ottery. Ottery works it back out. High toss across the court to Miller. Miller getting it back top of the circle. Driving inside is Krupp. Fires it out into the corner. Three-pointer left-hand side. Bounces off the rim, no good for St. Mary Springs. And with 3.5 to play, it is St. Catherine 77 and Springs 46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Driving baseline in front of the basket, put it up and in. As it finishes in front of the rim, 79-46 with 3:15 to go in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Krupp. Krupp right wing. Krupp bringing it in from the right-hand side. Now work it back on top of the circle. Getting it out to Ottery on the left. Now where they work it back to him at the left wing. Out here to Hefter. Hefter bringing it in. Getting it back out. Left upside three up the mark. No good for Krupp. And it goes back to the Angels here with 2:50 to play. They lead 79-46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Work it back out onto the right. Getting it back out into the left-hand corner. Driving baseline right. Now feeding it back out. Top of the circle. Bringing it in. Now out. Left-hand side. Get back out top of the key. 2:25 to play. St. Catherine 79 and Ledgers 46. Drive. Left side layup. Good.
Victavian
Thomas again. 4 points for him. 81-46. St. Catherine's on the Quest Interior scoreboard. They work it into the corner. Ledgers have it here with 2:04 to play in this one. Jumper, three-pointer off the mark, no good for Aiden Ottery. And a whistle here and a timeout taken with 1:55 to play. Timeout taken by the Angels. And Ledger fans giving their team a standing ovation. Their season will come to an end here tonight, but here's Coach Krieger. If you listened to our interview earlier today, there are 5 seniors. Aiden Ottery and others will be remembered for a lot of good things, not just on the basketball court, but at St. Mary Springs Academy. And they will fall here tonight with 1:45 left, all but determined now, as St. Catharines will move on and play for a trip to state on Saturday in the sectional final. Driving in, kicking out. Angels have the basketball. Working with it inside, now kicking it back on top of the circle for Smith. Into the right-hand corner, baseline drive, a whistle and a foul with 1:26 left. Oh, called Miller. Ledgers will sub in here again. Brian Gellings will step in for Springs. Drive inside, kick you back out. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Peterson.
Peterson
knocks down the 384-46. Getting it into Gellings. Gellings starts to get back out. Working with it into the corner. Ledgers trailing 84-46 with 1 minute left in the game. Kicking it back out. Here's Baker. Baker works it to top of the circle for Flitter. They get it back out here. Working it into the corner. Three-pointer. Bounces off the rim. No good for St. Mary Springs. That was Bone with the miss. With 40 seconds left, a whistle and a timeout taken here. Checking in, Shane Kaminsky for St. Mary Springs with 40 seconds left. 84-46 our score. And it will be St. Catherine's basketball here as Peterson gets the inbound pass. 35 seconds left. Angels too much for the Ledgers here this evening. Showing why they are the number one team in the sectional, number one team in the state for sure. And that should do it here with 20 seconds left. They'll stand out and hold the basketball here, and it will be final score 84-46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Season comes to an end for St. Mary Springs, and St. Catherine is on for the sectional final coming up on Saturday. And your final score, we're seeing St. Catherine's too much for the Ledgers tonight. 84-46 for the Quest Interior scoreboard as Racine St. Catharines gets the win here tonight over St. Mary Springs. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back to wrap it up after this. High School Hoops on Newstalk 1450 KFIV.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
All right, welcome back to Shortland Lutheran. Final score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. The season comes to an end for St. Mary Springs as they fall this evening to Racine St. Catharines, running into a buzzsaw here tonight. The top-seeded Angels of St. Catharines, like I said in the broadcast, they are the number one team in the sectional, number one team in the state, and they certainly showed it here tonight, defeating St. Mary Springs by a final score of 84-46 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It's close for a little bit in that first half, but St. Catharines raced out to a 26-point advantage at halftime. And they led 46-20 at halftime and won going away, winning 84-46. Leading scorers for both teams, St. Mary Springs led by Aiden Ottery with 14 points, bulk of that coming in the second half. And Sam Kuhn with 11. Kuhn did not score in that second half. He had 11 in the first half, and that's what he finished with in the contest this evening. So Ottery, 14 points. Kuhn, 11 in the loss for St. Mary Springs. St. Catharines getting 28 from Tyrese Hunter, 17 from Kamari McGee, and Jameer Barker with 13. Also 10 for Tyler, Marcel Tyler, 10 points for him in the win tonight for St. Catharines. With the victory, St. Catharines improves to 25-1, and indications are correct, they will likely be playing, if my updates are correct here, Milwaukee Academy of Science was up in that contest last we heard, so it will likely be an all-Milwaukee area battle as St. Catharines will take on the Milwaukee Academy of Science if that final result holds. But St. Catharines 25-1, they'll play for a trip to state, something they did not get last year, obviously, with COVID shutting the season down. But they'll get that chance here this year. St. Mary Springs, meanwhile, they closed the season with a 17-6 record. But lots to be proud of for the Ledgers in the 2020 and 2021 season. You played, 23 games, 17-6? That's pretty darn good, 23 games in the middle of a global pandemic. I think a lot to be proud of in that alone, but regional champions, conference champions, regional champions, and getting to the sectionals, a lot accomplished this year for St. Mary Springs boys basketball. That said, that'll wrap it up for us here from Shortland Lutheran. Thank you to the folks here at Shortland for accommodating us, squeezing us into their gym here tonight, and thank you to the folks at St. Catharines as well for allowing us to come and broadcast their game at their home away from home here this evening at Shortland Lutheran. And that said, that'll wrap it up for the winter sports season here at KFIZ. But fret not, folks. It is 2020. It's 2021. And we have spring football coming up in just a couple weeks. Look for the high school football preview show coming up very soon. We're working on that. We'll tell you that right now. And look for high school football coming up very soon. March 26th, the first game. We'll have all the preview and more for you right here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. So until then, thank you so much for tuning in this winter sports season. Signing off from Shoreland Lutheran, Spencer Wagon. Thank you to Patrick Kane, by the way, back at the station, helping us bring you tonight's game. Repeating your final score one more time, St. Mary Springs season comes to an end. They fall to St. Catharines, Racine St. Catharines, 84-46 in a WIAA sectional semifinal game here this evening. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. To see future games we're covering, check out the sports broadcast schedule at KFIZ.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.